It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Morning, Hank.
Morning, Phil.
How you been?
I'm good. And you?
Good. You have a good weekend?
That was okay. And yours?
Good.
Good.
Other than the game yesterday, but...
What game?
I really wasn't shocked at the outcome, but as I always say, if another team beats you, and hats off, the Eagles are a better team.
Oh, but, without question.
But Packers beat themselves in a lot of ways, too.
I very much dislike how the NFL puts these games on Prime, and I just think it's wrong. So
yesterday's wasn't on Prime.
No, but the night before.
Saturday night was.
Which is wrong. Mm-hmm. I just think it's wrong. So, yeah. You can't go into a playoff football game playing your worst football.
Turn the ball over in the opening kickoff?
They looked absolutely horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Plus injuries. Even had they won, you wonder who they'd had to...
Well, some of those guys need to give their game checks back. Because if I played like that, I would have to give my game check back.
Yeah.
So,
linemen were injured. A couple of, that caused some holding penalties.
But here's the thing, though. They're getting paid millions of dollars to play this game. Okay? Every one of them. Step up and play. Because they didn't play yesterday. And that's just how I feel. Just really, really irks me.
Hmm. So you sound a little disgruntled today.
Not really.
Oh.
Not really. It's just frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're usually teams peak at this point,
right?
And the Packers the last three or four games they looked horrible,
right? Yeah.
So
our playoff history has not been real good, and the thing of it is, and they won one last year. They
uh-huh.
It's almost like they're content to just be good.
They're kind of like remind me.
And
of
then it doesn't matter if they win in the playoffs. It's just
kind of like the University of Arkansas. Let's get 7-8 wins and we're good.
Yeah.
You know what? It's not good enough.
Get a bowl game. And,
And it's like,
Yeah. But don't get me started on on the college, because I've kind of given up on the college game.
I have too. With all this transfer portal and the money.
I don't care anymore.
No, I don't either.
No, and if I were a fan, I'm even saying Badger fan, I would give up my season tickets. Because,
without question.
I mean, 21 transfers. It used to be, you'd get to know them because they'd be there four or 5 years, and there's just no loyalty.
Arkansas, 32 transfers.
32. Wow.
That's almost half your football team.
Wow.
That's just...
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Thanks a lot, NCAA.
It's a different time, that's for sure.
It is, and it's not right. So
no.
These kids have already gotten, if I get a full ride to Wisconsin, I get my college paid for, room and board and books, and I eat, and now they're wanting money on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these guys are getting over $1 million a year.
Yeah, who has the best offer?
It's stupid.
Yep.
But anyway.
Yeah, if I'd have had that back when I went to Transamerican School of Broadcasting, I'd have held out for more.
Why don't you do that? Speaking of holding out
for more. The pool team. We had a pool team.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of holding out for more, the staff, we had a meeting the other day.
You did.
Yeah, and your name is, your new name will be Mr. 12.
Mr. 12?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Mr. Rogers, Aaron Rogers?
No, just like Mr. 12.
Mr. 12?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because you doesn't listen, you doesn't manage, and you doesn't do anything all day.
Oh, boy.
You're welcome, Phil.
That's a slam.
Good morning, Philip.
I put in a good word for you when I was at the Civic Media get-together on Saturday.
Oh, what was that?
Well, I put in a good word for you.
What's that?
I just said, he's doing pretty well. He hasn't been in jail recently. And, I said all the good things about you.
Well, you have the our local police department, sheriff department come in all the time, so I have to be good.
Yeah, you do.
So, anyway. Hey, Dove chocolate tastes way better than their soap. Did you know that?
Oh, yes.
I'm just making a statement.
Mother never afforded Dove. It was always Zest, I think, or Life Boy.
I got Dial.
Yeah, Dial?
I'm a Dial guy.
Am. Aren't you glad you used Dial?
Yeah, aren't you glad you used Dial? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, Phil? And doing a lot of thinking over the weekend about my mental health and stuff. So
that's scary.
Well, if you ever feeling sad, you know what? Go for a run, then you realize your physical health is much worse than your mental health.
Your mental. That's true.
Yeah.
Sucking wind a little bit. Why don't you ever see elephants hiding in trees?
Because, something with their trunk.
No, because they're really good at it.
Yeah.
Sixth grade comedy club.
Yeah. I don't think that made that one.
Elephant jokes were kind of the rule back in the day.
And like, today it's like chicken jokes.
Yeah, yeah. How do you know if an elephant's been in your refrigerator? There's footprints in the jello. That's another sixth grade comedy club.
Hey, I have a playlist of songs from Eminem and the Cranberries and Peanuts film.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I call it my trail mix.
Yeah. anyway, we'll hopefully have something that steps it up a little bit better in a moment. After these words from our sponsor of Chet's Chuckle, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's Apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
This one submitted to the program by little Joanne Krulatz.
She's
a fan of our show. Why did the chicken cross the basketball court?
I don't know.
Afraid the ref would call foul, I guess.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Joanne.
Right, right. Yeah.
Hey, you know, for my age, Phil, I've got a lot going on for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, my eyes are going, my knees are going, and my back is going.
Really? Yeah. going, gone.
Yep.
You know, Hank, my grandpa always said, when one door closes, another one opens.
Uh-huh.
He was a smart man, but a horrible cabinet maker.
Exactly.
What do you
call a person who is happy on Mondays, Phil?
Happy on Mondays?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Unemployed.
Yeah, I was going to say somebody that doesn't work, maybe.
Yeah. What's the most depressing sound on Mondays, Philip?
Hank telling jokes?
No, besides that.
Okay.
Not Phil telling jokes.
Not Phil telling jokes either.
What about alarm clocks?
Alarm clocks.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, not getting any better there.
Well, if every day is a gift, Phil, you know, and that's the truth. Every day is a gift.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd like to know where I can return Mondays and get a Saturday for it.
Well, some weeks you can, you know.
Yeah.
You get a day off here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what else did I have for you here? I had something else for you, Phil.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Phil, you called me this weekend and asked me work, and I said, yeah, no worries, but I'll probably be a little late.
Yeah.
As the public transit is slow on the weekends.
Yeah.
And you go, well, what time you'll be here? And I said, Monday.
Hank. Oh,
yeah, not man. Getting any better, are
no,
they?
No.
Hey, Phil, do you know what kind of dog lives in a toilet?
Boy, I don't know.
A poodle.
A poodle. Oh. Should have stopped before.
Yes.
Did you know, Hank, a man went to his doctor and he said, Doctor, I think I'm losing my hearing. And the doctor says, can you describe the symptoms for me? And the man says, sure. Homer's fat and bald and Marge has tall blue hair.
Oh, my God.
Your symptoms. Yeah. What? Your symptoms.
Phil, I have a new bumper sticker on my truck.
You do?
Yeah. And it says, honk if you think I'm sexy.
Getting any honks?
Well, I set it every green light until I feel good about myself.
Oh, that's a good way to do it. Yeah, right.
So
for sure.
I don't know why they throw stuff at me, but they do honk at me. So
now, what's the kicker this week?
Well, let's see here. Here we got one more before the kicker. Behind every crazy duo, Phil.
Yes.
Is just two mentally unstable best friends who convince each other that their behavior is normal.
Oh, yes, Hank.
So that would be you.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the kicker?
I'm getting out of the way.
All right. We're not going to call it a kicker anymore. We're going to call it a spur.
A spur?
Give me the spur, you know, roundup spur.
Oh. Yeah. Like a spur on your boots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, here we go. A man died and went to heaven. St. Peter says to him, before you meet with God, I should tell you, we've looked at your over your life, and to be honest, you really didn't do anything particularly good or bad. Hmm. We're not really sure what to do with you. Can you tell us anything you did that can help us make a decision? The newly arrived soul thought for a minute and replied, yes. Once I was driving along and came upon a little old lady who was being harassed by a group of thugs. So I pulled over and went up to the leader, to the thugs. He was big, muscular guy, with ring pierced through his lip. Well, I tore the ring out of his lip. I told him he and his gang had better stop bothering this lady or they'd have to deal with me. Wow, that's impressive. When did this happen? The soul looked for a minute, about 3 minutes ago. Yes. Yes. Poor guy.
Yeah. Right.
But at least he did the good thing going out, you know? He wasn't setting at green lights.
No. It was a quick finish.
That was a quick finish, right, buddy. So where are you at tonight?
River Valley.
River Valley. Yep. Riverdale at River Valley.
Yes.
Should be a good one, actually. Yeah.
Fairly similar records. So.
Yeah.
Should be good.
So anyway, I hope you have a great day. I hope everybody out there has a great day. And be kind and stay warm, my friend.